What about time apart? If the essence of sharing is spending time together, what happens if you're in a situation that requires some periods of separation? There are times when our careers or other circumstances require that we spend time apart from one another. In today's complex world, it's quite realistic for practically any couple to anticipate that there may be at least some periods of separation from their mate. Limited separations are a part of life, and every couple can endure them. Being apart need not be traumatic or damaging to the relationship, but it does require that partners make appropriate adaptations. We spent several months in transition while preparing for our professional opportunities in a different state. So we've had to learn to adjust to a commuter marriage with periods of separation. The key to surviving occasional or lengthy separations is mutual agreement, understanding, and commitment to each other. They are also easier to deal with when parameters are clearly defined and we know the separation has a limited time frame or when there are periods between the separations when renewal of relationships can occur. Recently, I was given an extra assignment at work, which required a significant investment of my time and energy. I immediately went home and talked with Trace about it. I told him what I thought it meant in terms of time away and the length of time involved to get the project under control. I knew I could get it under control and manageable in a 3-month period. Thus, we both had an expectation that in 3 months, things would return to normal. We ensured we had at least a weekly night out and spent time together grocery shopping, washing the car, and doing other activities usually done alone. We talked about key issues or concerns during these times and caught up on our personal experiences, feelings, goals, and so forth. At the end of 3 months, the workload was stabilized and the extra time at work was not needed. If this had continued, we might have wanted to consider an alternative plan. The process of life itself can also get in the way of sharing time together. There are so many things pulling at us and consuming our time, and we can become so busy with other legitimate aspects of life that our time with one another can get lost. A husband found himself in a tough situation with his wife, who was continually working all hours of the day and night. They were both professionals, so he tried to be understanding. He never knew when she was going to be home, and he hated going home to an empty house. So he began delaying going home and finding excuses to go out to dinner with friends or go to the gym or anything else to fill the time. After about a year of this, they realized that when they were together, they were always fighting and they did not like being together. Both realized they hardly knew each other anymore. Here, expectations were not understood and the couple drifted apart as the two failed to recognize the significant impact these patterns had on their relationship until it was too late. When we know there is something that is going to require a lot of our time, we need to define it and discuss how we can still ensure time for each other. Sharing is one way we can find more happiness in our lives by recognizing and appreciating those moments of joy for ourselves and for our sweethearts.